is a Holy Week. And since this is my first Holy Week with you all at Faith, I've tried to be over-prepared for this week. Our coffee machine has been down since February 26th, and so we had drafts of all the bulletins 2 weeks ago. I sat down with Carol, and we talked through all the altar guild preparations. Daryl and I wrangled about a few hymns, and I even went to a choir rehearsal. Rachel and I planned this Holy Week walk for the kids, and there's a road to Jerusalem and a tomb, and of course there's going to be some Easter eggs. So much fun happening on Saturday. And for tonight, I even tracked down communion bread for us that is gluten-free from this beautiful little bakery in Falls Church. It's made with almond flour, though, so if you're allergic to nuts, give me the signal. It's been a really busy time, and it's always a busy time in the year of the church. Holy Week is this weird week of long, ancient liturgical traditions, tangible things like palms and basins and crosses. And it makes sense that this is a week where we remember God has become tangible for us, with us, and in this tangible way, God experiences betrayal and rejection and suffering and death. And so we need some touch points to hold on to along this mysterious, hard, challenging story that we're going to move through tonight and tomorrow all the way to Sunday. And yet I wonder in all my busyness to make sure things were just right and special and perfect, but I miss the important message that Jesus tries to share on this last night with his friends. For as Jesus, as he realizes that this is it, this is his last chance he will have with the disciples before the end, he doesn't go to the market and grab the good cheese. He doesn't take them up on a mountaintop retreat. He doesn't find a crowd to perform one last miracle feast or incredible healing. He simply sits at the table and teaches one last lesson using the very ordinary, simple things that were already on the table. A loaf of bread and a jug of wine, a basin and a towel. As Debbie Thomas writes, Jesus takes the things we write off as routine, commonplace, and makes them shimmer with God's presence. After Maundy Thursday, there is no such thing as ordinary anymore. Jesus makes it impossible for us to compartmentalize sacred from secular. Ours is a God of tepid water and dusty toes, cracked heels and unpedicured feet, a God of basins and towels, a God of small upper rooms, a God of a single candle burning on a cluttered kitchen counter that maybe no one else will see but you. Ours is the God who comes into our smallness, our messiness, our not near good enoughness, and transforms it all with grace. Tonight is a night where Jesus teaches the disciples a new commandment. That's what Maundy Thursday is all about, this new commandment. And yet it doesn't really seem that new, does it? It's about as basic as it could be. Love one another. Just three words. And yet they feel so loaded and heavy. For love is such a big concept, isn't it? I immediately think about all the prep work that goes into those special days where we celebrate love like a wedding. You think of the fancy clothes and the fancy foods, the decor and the custom-made invitations and the special champagne flutes. These events can take years to plan and execute well. And while I am all about a good party, the love... The love that Jesus embodies here is all about grabbing what is within reach. love one another right where you are, in this moment, with what you have. And perhaps that is the hardest call of all. For loving one another is about being in a relationship. It's about letting down our guard and taking off our shoes. It's revealing our stinky sides and our cranky selves. It's about making mistakes and accepting forgiveness. It's sitting by bedsides and cleaning toilets and wiping boogies and making peanut butter and jelly sandwiches over and over and over again. It's all the small things that we do to show love and care for ourselves and the people around us, with whatever is within reach, on our tables, with our own hands, as we are. So often when I hear this call to love one another, it feels like this giant command to go do something important and life-altering. For we know that the needs out there are great. Hunger and housing, depression and cancer, our warming planet and our warring neighbors, and the list goes on. The idea of love can feel too cosmic to grasp. That in order to love, we have to do a ton of prep work, have all the right tools, and make sure everything is perfect to execute. And yet, the love described tonight is about as tangible and down-to-earth as it gets. Watch each other's stinky, dirty, sometimes weird-looking feet. Break bread. Share the cup. Serve and allow yourself to be served. Believe and trust that God is with you no matter what happens next. This is what love looks like. It's small. It's almost too simple. All we need is on the table already, and Christ promises to meet us here. Tomorrow we will hear the story about how far God's love will go, to the cross. But for tonight, we hold on to Jesus' last invitation to us, to love as he loves, to not let ourselves get caught up in the grandiose idea of all the things that love should be and look like, to remember that God is here in our midst and blesses the ordinary boringness of our lives, the mundane shimmers of sacredness. All we can do is open our hands to receive and keep them open to share onward. And so tonight, we are not going to be doing foot washing here at Faith Lutheran Church. You can keep your shoes on. Whew. But I would like to bless your hands. And what we're going to do this the best social distancing way possible. You can just lay your hands open right now as you are. Even online, you can do this. And hear these words of promise for you. Just as Christ loves you, so love one another. You have all that you need. And all God's people said, Amen.